Thursday, Doug Stanford Good Day program. It's February the 27th.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Dougie, do you know what that means?
What does it mean?
Birthday month for me is almost over.
Over. Done. Okay, move on. You've had enough attention. Time for those of us.
Never.
Yeah, whoever was born in March would get our attention. Ken Kessler, not born in March. Your birthday's... when is
August.
Your birthday?
August.
August, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So he's, are you a Leo or are you at the end of the month? I'm trying to remember.
End of the month.
End of the month. Virgo. So you're a Virgo. Yes. Mm-hmm. We've had some Virgonians. So Roberta's here. Jennifer's here. Kenny is here. Richie will be here. So
you're
I guess
here.
We're all set. I'm here. Yes.
Check.
We are. All right. Check. Let's see what's going on here. Dr. Ken visits with us in a few minutes. And then Daniel Suarez, who's the author of a book that sort of digs into what... technology and people like Mr. Snowden have brought to the future and the current, I guess, discussion of what's going on. The reason that we in our we're supposed to be the government, I guess, right? Isn't it we the people?
Yes, we,
so
are,
we are
the government.
The government. Yeah.
Or we're supposed to be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, why do we lie to each other then?
Right.
Why does the government lie to us? And why do we allow that to happen? All right, we'll also meet Michelle Gerson. I think, is that her way? Gerson, maybe? She's a travel expert and would like to help you if you want to have a passionate vacation.
Yes, please.
Really?
And I'm going to Antigua in a couple weeks. Oh, you're going to miss me.
Really?
Maybe she can tell us some travel tips.
All right, so we'll have that later in the hour. So lots of action-packed information, yeah, including the headlines of the day. So we bring everybody into what's going on. The folks at NASA have made a huge new discovery.
Hmm.
A large group of planets that we have not... This seems to be coming our way about once a month, doesn't it? More mm-hmm. new planets. Was it last month or the month before?
So cool, though. I love it.
NASA said that there probably are 800,000 or 900,000 planets in the universe, just like the Earth.
Wow.
800,000 to 900,000.
So you mean there's another Doug Stephan, possibly?
Could be the Doug Stephan planet. There could be a whole bunch of Doug Stephans on one planet. And I'd be surrounded by a whole bunch of Roberta Fasanellis and
I
a whole
know
bunch
which planet
of
I'd bet on.
Jennifer. Really? The Jennifer Horn planet. All right, so anyway, what's the story here? The Kepler Space Telescope, according to scientists, have discovered these new planets. They're members of the multi-planet system stars, more than one orbiting satellite. That would be sort of like our solar system. Researchers used a new method for weeding out false information among those who are the new planets, allowing them to add hundreds of what they've now called validated planets to what they have found. In other words, they've studied about 1,200 galaxies. Now, if you understand how huge this is, we are in the Milky Way. This galaxy and the stars in it are about all we can see. Even if you're in the place where the clearest nights occur and you look up in the sky, the planets you're seeing are in our Milky Way galaxy. There are 1,200 systems like that in the universe that they've identified. And they were able to validate 719 new planets, according to the Ames Research Center in California. That's where this research has been done, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Kepler went up about 4 or 5 years ago, I think, and the data, the information stopped coming after a couple of the sending units in there failed for whatever the reason. They thought this was going to be fixed, but it wasn't. But there have been, since then, studying the data, and there's a wealth of information. 3,500 planetary candidates have been studied, 246 different worlds. This is beyond what our minds can
really... It makes your brain hurt.
It really does. What Kepler has done is search for planets by measuring stellar brightness. And when a planet blows up or passes in front of another planet, they can figure out when the star's light is dimmed how big the planet is. It's called the transiting method, 90% accurate, say scientists. Sometimes a non-planet can fool the telescope, one of the most common reasons for that, the false positives that come from this, is the eclipsing binary, a pair of orbiting stars that sometimes cross in front of one another. So when that happens, it gives a false positive. That is, it tells you, you know, it tells you that there's one and there's really two. So if you can understand that, I think I understand at least that much of this. Other than that,
that's about all. Check, please.
Well, yeah, but I mean, think about it. Just in terms of numbers, what we are continuing to find out, this is why this is one of those parts of the government that needs to be funded better.
Well, I agree.
It's so
embarrassing. This excites. Well, this brings people together. It excites people.
Why do we want to?
If they're told about it,
we want to make everybody angry at us, which is we don't if we have any brains. But speaking of space, Sandra Bullock, who stars in Gravity, got paid $20 million to star in that movie.
Right.
George Clooney didn't get $20 million. But he wasn't really the star. She was.
Right. He wasn't there too long.
According to today's Hollywood Reporter, she, in addition to getting paid the $20 million up front, her agent, did a nice job, negotiated a 15% of the gross back end. So this week she gets a check for another $50 million.
Good for her. That's
so
a smart woman right there.
So she's going to get 70 mil out of...
Wow.
The movie so far. And that doesn't take into account the home video sales, TV revenue, which you will get a portion of as well. So by the time this is over, all is said and done, she'll make about 100 mil.
Wow. Good for her.
On her starring role in Gravity. And she's
I think it was one of her best roles. I mean,
I thought she was great in it.
You know, when you don't have anybody to play off of, she's good.
Right. You're all by yourself. It's like being on the radio. Could I do this program without you guys?
The question is, can we do it without you?
No.
What?
The answer to the question is, but thanks for asking. 60 seconds from now, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us with some of the important medical news of the week here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer, Boston Mass. Get responsible.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You may want to enjoy Dr. Ken in all his glory every weekend. We do live from 7 to 9 East Coast time, the Good Day Weekend program focusing on your health, taking calls. Send an email to either Ken at Ken at DrKenShow.com or to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. Medical questions and answers built on Ken's scientific research and the research of others. And that's sort of what we talk about here when he joins us every week for sort of a house call brought to you today by the folks who bring you Heart Factors Plus. We'll talk about that after we discuss this huge study that links older fathers with their children and whether or not they are psychologically stable. This looks kind of interesting, Ken.
Well, there may not only be a biological clock for women, it may affect us guys. This is out of Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry this week, Doug, that older fathers may face higher risks than previously thought for having children with psychiatric problems. We're talking about bipolar disorder, autism, and attention deficits compared with kids of the youngest dad. Those fathered by men at age 45 and older faced risks almost 25 times greater for bipolar disorder, 13 times greater for attention deficit disorder, and more than 3 times greater for autism, almost 3 times greater for suicide attempts, and about 2 times greater for schizophrenia and substance abuse.
Wow. Oof. Okay, next up, the idea of working out. We are all subscribers to keeping ourselves physically active. sometimes if you listen to some of the quote-unquote experts, you're told don't work out before you go to bed because it'll keep you awake. According to the new research, Ken, huh?
Exactly. Out of sleep medicine just this week, Doug, the couch potatoes looking for a reason to avoid working out in the evening may no longer be able to use difficulty sleeping afterwards as their excuse. People who exercise in the evening report sleeping just as well as those who are not active in the hours before bed. People who work out in the morning report getting the best sleep on average.
All right. So one of the things we talk a lot about in terms of diet is having plenty of fiber. And I see there's a study in here focusing on strawberries, which is basically fiber and water, and how good it is for those who have too much of the bad cholesterol like yours truly.
This is great news, Doug. This is out of the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, a study of volunteers who ate about a pound of strawberries a day. They had lowered levels of the bad cholesterol, that's the LDL, and triglycerides after more than a month. The lousy cholesterol, the LDL, dropped a whopping 13.72%, and the triglycerides fell 20.8%. The good cholesterol, the HDL, remained unchanged after strawberries.
All right, lots of strawberries. Eat those strawberries. I'm not sure what a low T drug is. You can explain that as we talk about whether or not the use of them ought to carry with them a warning against heart attacks.
These are the testosterone replacements, and recent studies have proven that testosterone treatment, Doug, increases the risk of cardiovascular diseases. This includes heart attacks.
Why? What is there in them that would increase? What is there about the properties of this testosterone? I mean, a normal, you need to have what? The count should be for a normal, is it what, 700 for men, isn't it?
Oh, that's way too high.
Oh, it's too high.
The key is that there's a 25% increase in the risk of heart attacks in using testosterone replacement. And this public citizen consumer group has urged the FDA to put a strong warning about the risks of heart attacks and other cardiovascular problems. I think that these replacement products may come off the market in the next few years. It's going to be a big controversy.
Really? All right. Let's talk about something that we know is good. Ken is a cardiologist. He likes Heart Factors Plus. Why is that?
Doug, you've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular problems safely and naturally. Here's what John from Florida says. I have been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now and have never felt better. Recommend this product to all my friends. And the benefits don't stop there. Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels. It keeps arteries clean and improves the overall circulation. And for you guys out there, it can even improve your sexual function. Call now for your risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus.
All right, here's the number to call. 800-621-6313, boosting nitric oxide levels affects your blood pressure clearly, but it is good for the arteries that feed your heart, get that muscle going, and the other muscles in your body and your brain. 800-621-6313 to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. In fact, when you call now, mention Dr. Ken, you get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order. 800-621-6313 is the number once again, 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. Dr. Ken Kronos with us here on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Let's transfer our interest here on the Good Day program to something that is on many people's minds. Still, the situation in our government, whether we trust our government, we don't trust our government. We have with us Daniel Suarez, who's the author of a great book, as a matter of fact, New York Times bestseller, called Damon Freedom. He also wrote a book called Kill Decision. I understand, Mr. Suarez used to be a systems consultant to companies designing software for the defense industry, entertainment industry. So are you just like Edward Snowden? What's your story?
Well, good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I used to have a very serious job, and then somehow I started writing fiction.
But is it really fiction? You know, a lot of people hide stories behind their real life and their real experiences by supposedly burying the ideas that they had or the things that they had in life in a fictionalized account. Is that your story?
Well, it's a great way to tell realistic stories now in fiction. Because if you write a nonfiction book, first of all, some of these are very wonky matters. You know,
right.
Technology can be complicated. And I think writing a thriller is a perfect way to explore it.
All right, so your new book is called Influx. It's a novel as well. What's the main theme?
Sure, the main theme, it's a story of a young physicist who invents a gravity mirror, basically a device that reflects and redirects gravity. And it's a radical innovation. And instead of winning the Nobel Prize, though, he's grabbed and imprisoned by an organization that is fearful of innovations like this and what they'll do to society.
Is this a private organization or a governmental organization?
Well, it started out as a governmental organization, but of course this organization, the Bureau of Technology Control, has been hoarding other innovations like fusion and artificial intelligence, and so they're sort of living 50 to 70 years ahead of the rest of society. They're very
smart. All right, so this is not unlike some of the things we keep stumbling upon with regard to our own government situation here that's out of control, in my estimation. Too much government, it's too big, too many secret pockets of things going on. And so in this circumstance, I suppose maybe there's a correlative between what's going on in this fictionalized bureaucracy and what's happened, let's say, at the NSA, Mr. Snowden and all the leaks and the lies that have gone with it. This is another government lie, yes or no?
Well, you actually make me feel good because I really wanted that story to be sort of a metaphorical tale about that. Although I will say it's not just government. It's basically any unaccountable concentration of power. And technology, I think, makes this possible. We've seen this with recent revelations about surveillance and whatnot. A lot of this happens very invisibly around us, which is why I've depicted it as a secretive organization. And, of course, I've written it as a big epic sci-fi tale.
Mm-hmm.
But there is that corollary.
So as an easy movie here for you, when you think about all of the things we've learned in the last few months, the movies about the NSA, maybe you could do even one about the drones and the drone. I mean, never mind the NSA. Amazon wants to use drones.
So. Well, it's funny. You know, my previous book, Kill Decision, was about drones. It was about lethal autonomy, this idea of machine killing. So I've definitely explored that as well. Although I have to laugh about the Amazon. I call that a publicity stunt because I think we're a little ways away from having 55-pound drones delivering stuff at our house because those drones will fall out of the sky. They'll land on somebody's kid or dog.
Right.
And it's not like we have a non-litigious society. I think right. That's pretty risky for them.
Lawyers are whetting their appetite right now on all the possibilities
indeed.
That exist
yeah.
there. Okay, but in terms of whether it's in the book again called Influx, the new novel from Daniel Suarez, in our society, we think that exchanging ideas is what sort of the root of our freedom is.
Yeah.
Yet we find ourselves frustrated by the NSA stuff or other things that are happening around us that we may or may not know anything about. And that seems to me to be thwarting what might be the best part of our future.
Oh, you've hit on it right there. It's this idea of being fearful of human imagination. And there isn't a historical precedent for it, but we go back to things like the Third Inquisition. I mean, attempts to stop the telescope from spreading or the printing press, to stop the spread of ideas, to basically preserve existing authority, sort of resisting change. I think there is an impulse that we struggle with as a society to keep things the way they are. And I do think, like you said, I think the answer for
Nobody.
Us... It's yeah. constant incremental change, embracing that.
Right.
I think that's our strength.
We need to embrace change. Nobody likes change, but yet we're surrounded by it.
Yeah,
all I can
nature
think of,
is filled with it. Nature
yeah.
is filled with it. That's how species adapt and,
right.
and survive, and that's what we need to do.
I don't mean to belittle the Influx name of the book, but all I can think of when you mentioned the Inquisition was, the Inquisition.
That's a great movie.
Mel Brooks, God love him. We need more of him, and we need more of you. Very creative stuff. The novel from Daniel Suarez is called Influx, which I'm sure you can get at Amazon without the drone, or a lot of the good bookstores around. Check out Daniel-Suarez.com. Influx in focus here on Good Day.
As you look ahead, it's good to know your family's medical history. The healthcare cost calculator allows you to take a look at your own individual circumstances. Based on your own health conditions, it estimates how much you'll need for out-of-pocket medical expenses starting at 65 and beyond. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Gene Setzman is Vice President of Financial Security at AARP. If you are predisposed to, for example, diabetes, or if you're still a smoker, it will estimate those costs according to your profile. The calculator is free and anonymous. You just give it enough information to get an estimate. I'm a female, I'm in my 40s, general income, whether I smoke, your health profile, what am I currently predisposed to. Then you get the details of how much you may have to pay as you age. AARP's healthcare cost calculator is available online. Tomorrow, I'll share my own healthcare cost findings. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down.
Pronounce your name.
Burns my feet as I touch the ground.
Reggie.
Yeah.
Tell me how to pronounce Michelle. Is it Gerson or Gerson?
Gerson.
Gerson. All right.
Correct.
So Michelle is going to join us in a few moments. If you're in the mood for a romantic getaway, we're going to tell you where to travel. Michelle Gerson. Right?
Got it.
Correct. Okay. So let's see. She'll be joining Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here as we put the pieces together. Another half hour of conversation on the Good Day program. Seth Rogen is in the news today. He, along with Affleck.
Yeah, Ben Affleck was there. It was like Hollywood Day in
testifying.
Washington.
Testifying. And the red carpet was out. All the congressmen wanted to get their autographs.
Paparazzi was there.
Yeah, everybody was there. All right. They were talking about Rogan's story, his struggle with Alzheimer's in his family. His mother-in-law apparently has a bad case of it. Senate committee in Washington, and the way that sometimes these things happen, because these people that are well-known do go to testify once in a while on things like this and other things. So his wife, Lauren Miller, came into his life 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells the story about meeting her parents for the first time. He said after meeting the family, Lauren, his wife-to-be, admitted something was wrong with her mother. The lady's name was Adele. Not long after that, her mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and she was only in her mid-50s.
Yeah, the early onset is really a tough one.
Oof. Oh, my God, that's horrible. So anyway, he said that at the time this happened, he was completely in the dark about Alzheimer's. Thinking, quote, it was something only really old people get, when you forget your keys and you can't put your shoes on, that sort of thing. But that's something that went out the window. He understood now that she's about 60, she can't dress herself, she can't feed herself, she can't speak. So he wanted to open the eyes of the people in Congress as to what his family has gone through. He said, quote, I came here today for a couple of reasons. One, I'm a huge House of Cards fan. Two, people need more help. I've personally witnessed the massive amount of financial strain this disease causes. And three, to show people that they are not alone. So few people share their personal stories. One of the things I can tell you about Alzheimer's is that it's preventable. One of the things that is controversial about Alzheimer's isn't really where it goes, but the things that you are doing to your body. And a lot of people just don't know this. Even educated people don't know that in some of the foods that we eat, especially foods with preservatives, there are things that can affect your brain, directly and indirectly. I know that from my own research because I was told 3 or 4 years ago that I might be a candidate in 7 to 10 years for Alzheimer's or dementia because of an accident that I had when I was a baby and what it did to my brain. So you can be sure I'm not interested in going down that road, and I have done a whole lot to research the development, if in fact it were to happen, and how I could short-circuit it. And I am doing those things because I have no interest in going where this poor lady went and so many other millions of Americans, people around the world, who are exposed to too much metal in their system, the mercury. This is why I am so crazed about the shots that people in the drugstore give you for flu. There are two kinds of flu shots. One of them has mercury in it to preserve it so that it makes it cheaper and longer lasting. And they don't tell you that it's in it. You get a shot, and they don't even use the term, if you ask them mercury, it's something else, a long medical word that disguises the fact that it's mercury. Mercury fillings. You hear me going bananas about that all the time. Same thing happens. When you use aluminum pots and pans and you use a scrubber, a Brillo pad, to clean the aluminum pots and pans, what's left in the residue of the pan, even if you put it in the dishwasher, there are little teensy-weensy flakes of metal that stay in the pan. And you ingest those, and they affect your brain. Aluminum, when it comes to using deodorant, do you look at the ingredients on the bottle or jar, whatever you call it, container of deodorant or antiperspirant? It's more often the antiperspirant, which has aluminum in it that keeps you from perspiring because it plugs up the pores in your underarm. But when it gets into your blood system, it goes, hello, right straight to your brain. The metal in your system that isn't part of, you're supposed to have iron in your system, you're supposed to have a little copper in your system, you're supposed to have some metals in your system. But when you artificially introduce those metals into your body, whoosh, right to your brain they go. And that's why there's such an epidemic of Alzheimer's and dementia, that kind of thing. But that doesn't, I mean, there's 60 million Americans who have Alzheimer's. We are spending $200 billion a year in caring for people, according to the Alzheimer's Association, people who have this problem. How long do they live? I don't know who here has had Alzheimer's in their family. Richie, I don't think you've got anybody in your family that has.
Not Alzheimer's, but dementia.
Yeah. Well, leave close. Right. Well, it's the same thing. Are those people still at home, or are they in care?
These were both my grandmothers, and they passed away years ago.
Okay. All right, so years ago, we didn't know what we know today about this, and it's more of a complicated problem because more people have it now. Kenny, anybody in your family got dementia?
One grandmother did. She was in her mid-90s when it set in, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what about you, Jennifer?
Yeah, my grandfather had Alzheimer's towards the end.
Yeah.
It wasn't truly noticeable to us until my grandmother had her stroke because she did so much to kind of cover up for him.
Yeah.
But they put him on the medication, which tried to prolong
it a little
bit.
There's a drug in use. And that sort of stops it or curtails its development. It doesn't reverse but it can deal with it. Yeah, Richie.
A friend of mine, his father's going through dementia, and he started him on coconut oil pills a year ago.
Yeah.
And he says he's much better. He can recall his grandkids'
coconut
names.
Oil.
He can recall his address again.
Yeah.
Pills?
Much better,
Pills?
Well, just take coconut, use coconut oil to cook in.
I did last night with my kale. It was delicious.
Yeah, very. But there's a lot of natural stuff around that addresses these problems as well. Big drug companies don't want you to know that because they want to try to have you use up drugs.
He says it's amazing the difference in 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is, that does show that you can deal with it that way, Richie.
The real early onset Alzheimer's, though, is the one that's the, I mean, it's just the saddest, because those are the people that forget how to eat, forget how to
right, can't do anything.
Sit. They're just out of it.
They're vegetables.
One of my mom's best friend's mother was just basically in a coma almost for 20 years before they finally just unplugged her.
Roberta, I don't know if you have it in your family or not. I don't know.
No, my mom had dementia.
She did at the end of the day.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, last couple of years, yeah.
Yeah. And did you ever discuss it? Well, you're not going to discuss it with her. Do you ever think you knew what caused it? Did you ever deal with it, or you just had to deal with her being the way she was?
I just, believe me, I had my hands full just dealing with her rather than the start trying to figure out how she got it.
I do remember that, yeah. I do remember that. So it is a problem, and Rogan was there, and I thought he had a little fun. I'm not a big fan necessarily of Rogan, but I think that there was the way that it was presented made it, always when you sort of mix things, the serious side with things, I mean, he's a comedian, or he plays, he was an actor who has comedic strength. Wasn't he on SNL? Did he come on SNL? Where did he come from?
I don't know where he came from, but he kind of burst on the scene. What was his first movie? Do you guys remember?
Oh, he's not.
He was one of those Stoner
movies. Green Lantern. Yeah, he was in the Stoner.
Yeah, he's a marijuana guy, but he was in that movie Cato. What's that? What was that?
The Green Lantern.
The Green Lantern. That was it too. I saw that. That was one of the dumbest movies.
Green Hornet.
Green Hornet. Thank you.
The other guy was Bradley Cooper in Green Lantern. Who starred in that? Some body beautiful guy who hasn't got a brain. I don't remember who it was. At any rate. That sort of sounds like a prejudicial statement.
A little bit.
All right, Kenny has the announcement now, big announcement of the winner of the Dream Big America contest for the month of February. This person, after the voting of the last 2 days at dreambigamerica.us, is going to get $20,000 in support help for his business. I say his because the lady that was involved didn't win, even though I thought she was going to, frankly. Who's the winner, Kenny?
The winner is John Ruff. Oh, there's the. John Ruff with Scribe Sense.
Have some more sound effects. Wait a minute. Everybody, please. All right. Okay. That's enough of a sound here. Okay. Once again, who is the winner of the Dream Big America contest?
John Ruff with Scribe Sense.
Okay. John gets the $20,000 prize, which we give away every month. Support to get his business going. All kinds of things from many of our different sponsor companies. Thanks to him and to all the others who participated over the month. There were 9 people, and we'll have 9 more, 3 every week in the month of March, and a contest at the end, because every month we give away the $20,000 in support and resources to the people who are entrepreneurs. You can participate in this, too, if you'd like. Go to dreambigamerica.us, or you can just go to the Doug Steffen website, click on the Dream Big logo, find out how you and your company can be vetted so you could perhaps become a participant in the Big Dream Big America contest here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle experts. When it comes to 2014 New Year's resolutions, consumers are focused on health, both physical and financial. However, 55% of Americans abandon their New Year's resolutions by April. There are some tips to help you stick with your financial resolutions. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
A recent Bank of America survey found 51% of respondents are resolving to improve their financial health this year. While there are multiple ways to do so, one option is to get cash back when you make the majority of your purchases. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards Credit Card can reward you with cash back. Use the card to get 1% back on all purchases, as well as 2% at grocery stores and 3% on gas, up to $1,500 per quarter. Redeem cash rewards into a Bank of America checking or savings account and use the 10% bonus to help cover the extra costs in the new year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
Tonight, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally face in battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns tonight at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and Roberta and Jennifer and I are joined by Michelle Gerson, who is a broadcaster of some note. She's decided that she wants to take her life, Richie, in the travel direction, which means that she can talk, she can go around the country and around the world and review various sites and get paid for doing it. What a swell idea, Michelle. How do I get involved in this?
You know, I want to Good take morning, some... Doug. I could tell you all about it, probably off the air, but I think you should definitely get into it.
Well, a lot of people, we spend a lot of money in this country looking for ways to enjoy ourselves. And as we're getting closer to spring and summer, people are trying to plan their travel. And there are a lot of people who like to just take trips and go to who knows where, and other people like to have specific destinations in mind. And I know that you have been writing about any number of these places that you've been visiting. Matter of fact, I think you formed a company called Passport Romance, and there's a website, passportromance.com. So is much of your work aimed at couples who want a love experience in their travel?
It is a variety of things. It could be targeted towards singles who are looking for great trips of where they can go on their own or to meet other singles. It could be romantic travel for couples. It could be people who just like going to a certain place and discovering different things, you know, romance. I mean, it could span the gamut. And I was actually just recently in Arizona, and there was a number of romantic aspects to it because of all of the spas and resorts in Scottsdale. But then also a big part of it revolved around agriculture and farming, which I know is a huge interest of yours.
Yeah. There is a wine country in Arizona, right, Michelle? Did you try any of the wines there?
I did. We did go to this Windmill Winery one day, and that was really good. It was in the Mesa area, and people get married there, and it was beautiful, and the wines were great. So, yes, there is wine there. There's also a lot of organic and regular farming there. We went up to a region called Yuma, which not a lot of people go to when they visit Arizona. I think even the locals say, what are you going to Yuma for? But there's some great farming there, and you can take a tour where you go and you cut your own produce, and then students from Arizona Western College, they prepare it for you for a delicious lunch. So there's a lot you can do in the state.
One of the things that is, I think, I've owned land in Arizona, spent a lot of time in Arizona over the last 20 years, and what you talk about Yuma reminds me of the various places you can enjoy down Route 66, the sort of Old West. And the charm, and it really is charming. There are a lot of great places you can see. If you take take Route 66, there are so many different things that you can see that may or may not be necessarily romantic.
Right, exactly. I always say you can make anything romantic. I mean, anything charming. Yes. You could go also in Yuma. There's a date farm, which, you know, I think eating is romantic. So
yeah,
anywhere I
can
eat my way through a state.
Yeah.
So you could go visit a Martha's Garden date farm together, and you could learn all about having
a
date. Exactly.
But you're right about one thing. As the time I've spent in and around Phoenix and Scottsdale, especially, I'm not a fan necessarily of northern Arizona. I don't like Flagstaff, but I do like around Phoenix and Tucson as well, because there are some great resorts. I remember spending a weekend at a resort in Scottsdale, which is basically just a suburb of Phoenix, and there are any number of them there that could be a destination, Frankie. Get on a plane, go to Phoenix, and then go to a couple of these resorts, these spas.
Absolutely. I spent a week hopping around to the different spas in Scottsdale, and one was more amazing than the next. And I finished my stay at the Princess, the Fairmont Princess, and that was just incredible. If you're into health and well-being, they have this great spa, the Willow Stream Spa. It's called Well and Being at Willow Stream Spa. And they have things like aerial yoga and dance classes and a terrific spa. I mean, you can't go wrong.
All right, so check out Michelle Gerson's Passport to Romance. No, it actually is just PassportRomance.com.
Yeah.
PassportRomance.com. Thanks, Michelle.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
I could listen to a whole track from this album, Saturday Night Fever. And Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, movie music. It's their movie moments. Number one song for the fourth week in a row in 1978. Also, the movie was number one for 4 weeks in a row as well at the box office. Crank it up, Richie. Where's Vinny when we need
hard to stay still, isn't it?
Say what?
Isn't it hard to stay still? Aren't you strutting in
your
chair?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm moving around in my chair.
And just FYI, he wasn't Vinny.
No, I know it was Vinny. Vinny on TV.
Yeah.
Thank you, Smarty. Well, all right, so what was the name of his character in Staying Alive there, Mr. Smartster?
Tony
Barbarino, right?
Vinny Barbarino.
Barbarino, right.
I don't remember his last name.
How much?
Tony Manero.
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 Thanks a lot. Tucker, Manero. Everybody hear that? Tucker says Manero.
My favorite kind of pasta sauce. Good old Manero.
Ah, this is such great stuff.
You know the name of the...
The name of what?
The sequel to Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever 2.
No. With the X.
It's his name.
Xanadu.
Xanadu?
It was Staying Alive.
Staying Alive.
Do you know who directed it? That's a nice bit of trivia.
Okay. Go ahead, Chucker.
Chucker, come on.
It was Sylvester Stallone.
Really?
Yes. And he also wrote it, also the sequel, which was not well received. It was marginally successful at the box office. And it's an interesting relic when you look back at it. Because John Travolta was in tremendous shape. Stallone got him in amazing shape for the sequel. Just it didn't feel like the same character from the original, though.
What was Xanadu then?
That was Olivia Newton-John, right. The follow-up to the...
But I thought that was some kind of sequel.
No. Well, it came around after Grease, didn't it? I mean, didn't they do three together?
Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta.
Yeah,
they did two. They did a movie called Twist of Faith, which was released at Christmas time in the early 80s. It's a silly movie. I mean, they're both appealing in it, but the script is horrible.
What was Xanadu and then Grease?
Well, Xanadu, John Travolta's not in Xanadu. Olivia Newton-John and Gene Kelly.
Ah.
That has a cult following, though. That plays at, they do a lot of midnight shows around the country, Xanadu. It has a following.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So the essence of several interesting stories about Adam Driver. There's a story, as a matter of fact, today at DougStephan.com. He's in the HBO series Girls, but apparently he's going to be the next bad guy in the Star Wars movie that's being put together. Is that true? Did you hear that?
That's what they're reporting. I mean, it's not officially announced, but reports on it, he's very close to signing as the main villain in Star Wars Episode 7, which is going to be released December 15, 2015. I expect a whole bunch of casting to be announced shortly. I'm not that familiar with his work because I don't watch that show, Girls, on HBO. But the interesting part about it, I believe he's 28 years old, which is very young to play a... I don't think that would happen in the original Star Wars franchise where an actor that young would play a main villain.
What's the storyline for episode 7?
Yes.
Star Wars. What's
that's,
the
if you're asking me, you're asking the wrong person because I don't think anybody knows the answer to that question.
Jennifer, who knows?
A few of the producers. I doubt anybody who's auditioned for roles knows the answer to that question.
Hmm.
But supposedly, Harrison Ford will come back as Han Solo.
Right.
Mark Hamill's going to come back as Luke Skywalker. And Carrie Fisher's going to come back as Princess Leia, which I think makes the project... An amazing movie to look forward to.
Yeah. All right. So anyway,
one other rumor flying around,
and
I believe there's some truth to it, that Harrison Ford is that Disney, who's taken over the Indiana Jones property along with Star Wars, has commissioned two sequels to Indiana Jones, and that's going to happen shortly. Harrison Ford will return to play Indiana Jones at least two more times. Now, people are speculating, this could be true, that in his negotiation to come back as Han Solo for Star Wars, he negotiated the fact that he wants to do two more Indiana Jones films because he loves the character so much.
Yeah, he's very good at it.
Yeah, let's just pray that it's a lot better than The Crystal Skull.
That wasn't a bad movie.
Yes,
come on.
It was. It was very
the only
bad.
Thing bad about it was that little boof, what's his face?
I thought it was fine for the first 30 or 40 minutes and it just falls apart.
Nah. All right. More Shrek is on the way too, apparently. DreamWorks, speaking of Disney, working with Katzenberg to have another chapter. How many chapters of that thing can they do?
There's been four. I guess they all want another big paycheck.
Really? That's pretty much all it is. Any more about Harold Ramis as he passed away this week?
Well, the story is that the studio is still going to do a Ghostbusters 3, but I don't think it'll ever happen.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Chuck Curry knows what he's talking about. Check out his blog.
He's still dead.
Today and beyond. He writes about videos, DVDs, all kinds of movie stuff. That's why he's here with us every day, whiling away his time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.